Just this week, Cambridge University Eco Racing Team unveiled their solar-powered car, Evolution. This is ahead of the World Solar Challenge in Australia, a gutsy 3,000-kilometre road race across the desert. Admittedly, a soaking wet athletics track couldn't be further away from the blazing temperatures of the Australian outback. But last Monday, I gathered with Graham Douglas and the team to feast my eyes on Evolution to see if it'd work, come rain or shine, and with the hope of giving it a test drive myself.
The race is the World Solar Challenge. So every 2 years, teams from all over the world go to Australia and do a race 3,000 kilometers from the north in Darwin to the south in Adelaide. There's about 40 teams that start at the beginning, usually between a quarter and a third finish at the end. And it takes about 4 days entirely in solar power.
Entirely in solar power. So surely that gives you a number of obstacles to overcome from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our solar array gives you less power than you get in a hairdryer. And we use it to propel our car with the driver in it at highway speeds. So there's a lot of challenges on the engineering side.
Now, your car was entered in 2013 for the last race, but it didn't quite make it even to the start line. What happened?
Yeah, we had a major disappointment last year, unfortunately. Just leading up to the race, we had some stability problems, and we ended up having a little crash. Unfortunately, we had to withdraw from the race.
It's very disappointing. And what's been done this year to overcome those stability issues?
So we've lowered the weight of the car close to the ground, made it a bit wider, and changed the dynamics of the car, so how the car is steered, to keep it upright.
So you're feeling much more confident this year then?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've learned a lot from the last car, and I have great expectations for this car.
Okay, the moment has come, everyone. So here's our driver, Amy.
As Amy and the solar-powered car, Evolution, squeaked off down the racetrack, I found myself scrabbling to describe it. Its shape is rather futuristic, and I could only liken it to a white helicopter, without the propeller or the landing pads, that got stuck in some sort of time warp and the back end got super stretched. Simon Schofield, technical manager of the car, thought it looked more like a teardrop / toothpaste tube. Toothpaste aside, though, I was keen to understand why Simon and the team were feeling so confident, especially since it had clouded over and begun to rain.
One of the things that Cambridge University is very good at is being very innovative in the way that we design our cars. Most of the other teams have a very different design that looks more like what's called a tabletop design, which means it's a large flat set of panels that face the sky, and then there's a pod that the driver sits in the middle of the car. So our decision to go for something that's much more aerodynamic but has a smaller solar array is something that no other team has tried up to this point and is still quite an untested concept. So we'll be very interested to see how it turns out in Australia.
The solar panels to me aren't very big. I'm thinking about the solar panels you get next to a swimming pool. There's loads of them, and even then the swimming pool's not that warm. You've got maybe 2 metres by half a metre worth of solar panel there. How are they so efficient?
So the solar cells are gallium arsenide cells. Gallium arsenide is a very good semiconductor to use for solar cells because it's a direct band gap semiconductor. That means that rather than needing phonons as well as photons in order to absorb light, you only need the photons. And that means that more of the photons that hit the solar cells will actually be converted into electrons, turned into energy, which allows you to power the battery.
And I noticed you've got a covering, which is perfect because on a day like today, it's raining. I imagine you won't get as much rain in the outback. Does that not block some of the photons getting through?
So the canopy is about 95% transmissive, which does mean that we lose about 5%. But the benefit of having it there is that it actually keeps the aerodynamics of the car extremely good.
It must be true because Evolution can cruise at 110 kilometres per hour on just solar power. And guess what? The electrical output is something similar to what you'd power your hairdryer with. How do they do this? Well, for starters, it's super light, and their drivers are also super small, as I found out at 5'11", much to my disappointment. Amy Livingston, test driver of Evolution.
It is very small. I'm 5'3", and it's about the right size for me.
We're standing in front of the car and I can just see a mass of wires and a removable steering wheel, I notice, which you have to take on and off to get in and out of the car. What's it like to drive?
It's quite different to driving a normal car. accelerator and braking on the steering wheel, and then an emergency foot brake on the floor.
So it hasn't got gears then? It's not like driving your regular manual car?
No, definitely not. The power is direct to the motor, so you just pull the trigger basically and it goes.
And how are you feeling about the race in October?
I'm feeling confident that we'll finish and do better than previously, but I don't want to jinx it.
We wouldn't want to be jinxing you either. All the best with the race. We'll be catching up with the Cambridge University Eco Racing Team in October when the challenge begins.